Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jim, out of this entire piece, you capture exactly what they tried to do. Yeah, we had to do something that caused inflation. That's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like being hit by an 18-wheel truck, and then the truck backs up and hits you again, because this is what's happening. The inflation is accelerating. It's now up to close to 5% now after it's bouncing back. And the Biden people are just basically telling people to shut up and pretend it doesn't exist.
Why would it bounce back, you know, or what's the framework, Jim, before we say that the rate has stabilized, and is something like a normal rate? How many months, or how do we determine that? Because on Wall Street, they are in shock these last 2 days seeing this.
Well, the Biden folks have misled Americans about the state of the economy. The inflation has been a lot higher than what they've confessed. And if the U.S. government was using the same measures of inflation that it used in the 1970s, the inflation rate would have been as high as 18% under Biden, maybe the highest rate in U.S. history. I mean, there are all kinds of things that they have done to change how inflation is measured, to understate it. For instance, the cost of a mortgage is simply ignored. I mean, the cost of a new home, the average monthly payment, has almost doubled since Biden became president. That doesn't count, you know. And you got all these folks, millions of folks who are priced out of the housing market. Those people don't exist as far as the Biden scorekeeping.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're Powell, politically and commonsensically, what happens if he goes forward with a rate cut? What's the issue there if he does that in June?
Well, I think it's going to undermine confidence in the Fed at some point. The U.S. government has done so much stuff to undermine the value of the dollar. This endless deficit spending, Biden wants to have trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eye can see. The cost of financing the federal debt is skyrocketing. There are just so many things that the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve are doing to destroy the credibility of the U.S. dollar. And this is something which they have postponed to a degree, but they can't postpone it forever. And when those chickens come home to roost, Americans are shafted.
Yeah, I like what you said, too. Let's not include things like mortgages. Talk with you, Jim. How reliable of a barometer are the last 2 days? One was the wholesaler, the other's the consumer price index. How reliable over the course of time have you seen them to be?
I'm very skeptical of the official measurements. I mean, there are so many ways that they've added and subtracted what counts as the inflation now. And it's fine to see the media basically blaming the American public for not having faith in Bidenomics and thinking that Bidenflation exists. But, you know, average Americans paying their bills. I mean, it's like they're getting hit hard. There was a nice detail today on the on Zero Hedge, looking at the latest number. There were all kinds of adjustments made, and one of those was that the price of gasoline shot higher last month. But what the federal measurement did is say, well, on a seasonal adjusted basis, it actually decreased. And so you've got complete absurdity here. And yet most of the folks on Wall Street don't seem to realize how much of a scam the federal statistics have been. But if you look at the inflation data, these are numbers that have become a weapon of mass deception.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what is it that Biden might try to do, Jim, to predict, to at least, you know, buy some time to keep this going through the election? Is there anything he can do? I mean, I am not in your position, but what I think this indicates is it's baked in for a period of time. It's going to take a radically different approach, particularly on energy, to get this out of the system. And even then, you know, it's like the system's organic. If you fool with it, you can't just magically get this inflation out of it.
Yeah, and that's a very good point on the energy. There's a lot of policies that the Biden administration has done that have sharply increased energy prices and curtailed or endangered energy supplies. And this is not, I mean, this is not something that a presidential speech can make go away. It was striking to me to see how hard the Biden team was lying yesterday. Biden was, in his press statement, he said that at the time that he took office, the inflation was skyrocketing. That was complete nonsense. It was 1.4% in January 2021. There were a lot of economic mistakes that Donald Trump made. But at the start of the Biden administration, inflation was not banned.
No, it was not. James Bovard has released a book in October called Last Rights. I think the last time we talked, The Death of American Liberty, which explains how America went awry and how we can still rescue individual liberty. I have Rand Paul tonight for our speaker series. He's one guy trying to do it. What gives you hope? There are enough elements out there, enough voices, because I think one of the overriding things, Jim, that we've seen with social media is how much the Biden administration has been working them over pretty much successfully on recently. USA Today changes their headline about what Trump said on abortion because of the Biden people, and the Biden people took credit for it.
Wow, I've not heard that. I'm shocked to think that USA Today would do something like that. You were asking me what gives me hope, and the number one thing is the continued improvement in the quality of American beer.
All right, that's something to hang our hat on. New York Post, Jim, when do you write for the Post if people can find you?
As often as possible. I've had a couple pieces in there this week. Had a piece on, Tuesday, on FISA and the FBI. FBI out there rampaging. But maybe the conservatives in Congress and the liberals are going to pull in the leash on that. Don't know.
Well, the argument, Jim, too, and I'm going to ask Rand Paul, I think I know where he goes and where you probably go and where I go on this, is we have McCabe and others saying, well, if we do what the civil libertarians want to do, Hamas will be able to strike us, meaning we can't do this warrant stuff.
Maybe that'd be a good reason to kind of tighten up the southern border so that not everybody comes in. I mean, it's total nonsense to say you can't do the warrants, because this is something that goes back to, you know, 1789, the Bill of Rights. And at that time, there were lots of folks who did not like the U.S. government. There were a lot of leftover Tories or whatever, British agents, whatever, some angry French folks. And the U.S. survived with that standard. But it doesn't make sense. If you look at the millions of Americans whose privacy was illegally violated by the FBI in the last 5 years, based on the U.S. government's own admission, this is the thing. This is not some left-wing fringe thing. This is the U.S. government reports admit massive violations, millions of Americans' rights, privacy were wrongfully violated by the FBI and the FISA court and this Section 702. And so millions of cases, isn't that enough to pay attention to?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And look, I realize the Republicans want to be unified, but the way to be unified on this is to insist in the warrant approach here, Jim. Jim, would you say then, if you had to predict, it seems to be rationally that Powell cannot lower interest rates in June?
Yes. Rationally, I mean, that's a hell of a qualifier. You know, we're talking about the Federal Reserve here.
Yeah.
Federal Reserve, which has helped wreck 98% of the value of the dollar in the last 100 years. It'd be very unwise for Powell to do that. There is a real risk of a total collapse of confidence in U.S. economic management, and we're getting closer to that every year.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you. Thanks so much, as always, coming on.
Hey, thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.